staging areas are always available. And then at a base, resources at a base are always out of service.
Yeah. Yeah, the base.
So our out of service, when we're doing our weekly restat report, is actually different than what IS-100 is talking about, out of service, of people that actually have left their home, they're somewhere out getting ready to work the disaster. Mm-hmm. So the out of service to them means I'm not out among fighting the fires, I'm sitting back at base camp waiting to be deployed.
Yeah, yeah, but base camp could be miles away.
Right.
Yeah. Although I think it's really a function of the incident that close proximity. Now, when we stage on Saturday, stage to me will mean okay, you're sitting there waiting for your mobilization code. When I give you the mobilization code, then you will get close by, which means the EOC, okay? But then we'll have our incident action plan briefing at 8:40, and I'm assuming it'll take probably 10 minutes. So that's 8:50. And then give out the assignments, you're deployed. And hopefully be in place at 9 o'clock when the drill starts to start passing traffic. Okay, so we've talked about stage. SAL 5 is deploy. Deploy is what we just talked about. Doing field ops or doing EOC work. Now disaster, SAL 6, this is an interesting one. It is mobilization, but disaster is full blown. This is the big one. It's chaotic. Do whatever you can to help anybody you can. I think that's the way you said it. Disaster operation mode, no mobilization codes required to activate, mobilize, or assist. Response, do whatever you can to help. Maintain a safe environment. Never jeopardize the safety of yourself or others around you. Unconventional assignments may be necessary. Remember and use your training and common sense. So in SAL 6, you are mobilized to do the best job you know how helping other folks. And at that point, I think all our structure and everything falls apart. It's sort of like 9/11, okay? When the buildings started coming down, that was a SAL 6. And then last is recover. Last is, you know, the mop-up, which is a standard activation level R according to slide 36. So we're now on slide 37, which is our last slide for this evening. So why a standardized activation system? Standardized activation level, SAL codes increase our common denominator training opportunities and performance. SAL codes increase preparedness and obviously would enhance our ability to do mutual aid. And if you think again back to our first class about what's the difference between specialists and non-specialists, or what's the difference between amateur hams and say the sheriff's department or the fire department, when you listen in on the radio, hopefully we'll sound a little more professional and cut to the chase. Then cutting to the chase, obviously, therefore, decreases airtime to get requirements out. particularly when a lot of traffic has to be passed in a very short period of time. Now, the thought just occurred to me when I think about Orange County Races and the absolute bottleneck up at Loma Ridge when we do our drills. Maybe there could be an opportunity for standardization so that information or our traffic could be faster handled through these bottlenecks, like Loma Ridge. Maybe we'll take that off the tape. Anyway, joking. So that's as far as I wanted to go tonight. So any questions, comments, feelings about standard activation system and how it relates to us?
I've got a suggestion.
Since
we're going to have a drill in a few days, why don't you kind of go through this form we'll be filling out,
mm-hmm.
and let's kind of make sure everybody's got in mind, you know, what we need to put down, when things will happen, and so forth. Drill isn't especially intense.
Here is my thinking on that. Because there are people participating in the drill who are not here tonight, okay, and have not heard our discussion about this form, the activation mobilization checklist.
Yes.
We're not going to use it.
Okay.
If you want to, what I would recommend is, because you're here, try to use it if you wish. Because that would be great input for 2 weeks from now when we have our next class to talk about how did it go, and maybe even send them to me, one way or another, send them to me. And I'll take a look at it and compile how we did things similarly and how we did things differently.
And I understand this drill is not just so we can use the form, but since we've simply gone through the form, mm-hmm. it seems to me it would be waste not to say, okay, this is what you use. I mean, this is the...
Okay, well, let's kind of do it real fast. Okay, yes.
I think it was the third class that Lane had that I actually missed, but I got the materials afterwards. That class was talking about just using a steno pad.
Yes, so that's coming up.
Pad, and then later you can transfer that information to whatever appropriate form it is.
Right.
I think what I'll probably be doing in the drill on Saturday is I'm going to just get my steno pad out and everything that comes over the radio, write down the time, write down who said it, what happened, you know, what frequency, whatever, and transport all this paperwork later on. I'm gonna have a personal chronology log of what's happening.
I think that's an excellent idea. I think that we're gonna be busy. I'm purposely trying to make it a really busy drill. Okay. While it would be nice to be able to handle all these forms and fill them out, when I did Plaza de La Paz drill, I had no clue. I didn't know which form to fill out, even though I'd been through the class. And I didn't have time. I started to do the steno pad, and I even fell apart there, personally. It's going to take some practice. If you want to take, what I would suggest is get the 214 form or the steno pad. And I think that's an excellent idea. Let's just, if you wish, try to keep a diary of at such and such a time, ResourceNet started. At such and such a time, I moved to from standby Sal 3 to the next one. From stage to stage.
So the 214 is the activity record?
Yeah. The 214 is really the
5-27 in our book.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that Wayne brought up that was very in that class that we'll have later that was very, very important is that in a real incident, and we'll start when we after we have covered talking about the 214, we'll try to use it. But in a real incident, the 214 is just like your VSI form. You're going to have to turn it in. And it's just like your checklist. You're going to have to turn it in. It's part of the package. Now, what Wayne said and why that steno pad is so terribly important, and we're jumping ahead, but the reason he emphasized it was that frequently as the PIO for the fire department, he was called into court because there was some sort of dispute, say, on billing or whatever, or what happened and what the chronology was. And because he had to turn in his 214, unless he had his original notes, line by line on the steno pad, he had absolutely nothing to refer to. And whether it was a week or a month or years later, he keeps all his steno pads.
Yeah, because you don't get the 214 back.
Because you don't get the 214 back.
And it's not a carpet.
And so, called into the carpet. If we were called in to report why we did such and such to Paul, not to Paul, but why we did such and such, and report to Paul our justification for having acted the way we did, I think you're right. I think having that steno pad is a wonderful idea.
But it's gonna save you time to figure out what form do I fill out this information, what form do I fill out this one.
Yeah.
Just put it all on a piece of paper.
Yeah, because one of the things you find out is Wayne talked about, okay, when such and such happened, you fill out this side of the form. And oh, by the way, at the same time, maybe you fill out a date on the other side. And I was flipping around, trying to flip back and forth between slides during the presentation, and I got lost. And I think we would get lost on Saturday trying to fill the forms. So.
Well,
anyway,
I think that's a good point because, I mean, from what Jay said, is these forms are not for the sake of filling them out at that time. Mm-hmm. They're for the sake of report later, and what's important is getting the information.
Yeah.
So I think that we should, in fact,
yeah,
use steno pads or whatever and get in the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
Writing that down, and I think we should start from the first. You know, as soon as we understand what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I think,
and I'm not talking about the group has to everybody do it, but I mean, if an individual is going to go and practice doing it the wrong way because later on I'll do it the right way, that's not a good idea.
No. Now I think we need to practice and maybe compare notes of how we did it, and plus. One of the things that I think is confusing about the 214 is what should or should not be included on it. Okay? If we keep our little diary on our steno pad, it will be very, and we visualize, well, that's what I would have put on the 214. Then we can talk about why we did or didn't include something. Was it just that it was happening so fast I forgot? Or is it because I didn't think it was important and why? So let's do that. The other thing is, I was going to say something about the... Oh! The idea of taking the steno pad and filling out the forms.